This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. The Central East School District's referendum last fall fell short. It received 57% support, but state law in Iowa requires 60%. The district wants voter approval of a multi-million-dollar bond issue to fund facility improvements and will try again during a special election next week. Tri-State's Public Radio's Jason Parrott tells us much of the original proposal remains intact.
The district still wants to construct secure entrances at the high school and K-8 building, to rearrange classrooms to provide new learning spaces, and to build a new multi-purpose gymnasium. The price tag remains about the same as well, roughly $13 million. Superintendent Andy Crozier says what's different is the cost to taxpayers. He says the district wants to issue $13 million in general obligation bonds, which would be repaid using property tax revenue.
Your interest rates for GO bonds are going to be 1% less than a sales tax bond. And so what that means over 20 years for this project is about $6 million difference. And so we said, let's do this all GO bond, save our taxpayers $6 million over the course of 20 years.
Crozier says last fall's proposal called for a combination of GO and sales tax bonds. He says the district was forced to do that because it did not have the bonding capacity to issue only GO bonds. That is no longer the case because the district's property value jumped 24%.
The main reason was the pipeline that was installed a few years ago finally is on the tax roll.
Crozier says the increase in property value also means that if the bond issue is approved, the district's property tax rate will not increase. The rate is currently $12.19. Crozier says in most years, the bond issue would increase the rate by an additional $2.70.
But with our valuation increase of 24%, we're able to absorb about $2.30 of this $2.70 bond. The other 40 cents we're using sales tax revenue.
Thus, the frozen tax rate. But there is a flip side to this story. Crozier says if the vote fails, the property tax rate will drop.
We've been very open and honest about that because people do ask that question quite a bit, that if you're going to take $2.30 and put it towards the GO bond, if this would fail, ultimately you go down, right? And that's correct.
Crozier estimates the decrease would be $1 or more. A $1 decrease in the property tax rate would save the owner of a $100,000 home less than $60 per year. Crozier says that's why this is the time to act.
You're never going to have this opportunity again. This is a one-time deal for our district. Because if we come back to you in 2 years, obviously the tax rate would drop. And we're going to be talking about increasing it kind of back to where it is right now at $12.19.
Crozier says if the bond issue is approved on Tuesday, construction could begin on some of the projects as school dismisses for summer. More than 400 people have voted early. There are more than 3,500 registered voters in the school district. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.